Hey friends, this is Chili. So, it's that time of the year where we're getting close to summer. And if you listen to a podcast that I had last week, I talked about cleaning out my closet and kind of doing spring cleaning. Well, in the same vein, the same process, it comes that kind of horrible, frustrating, maybe rewarding time of the year. For guys and girls, some of you ladies will not think guys go through this, but we do. It's time to figure out which swimsuits still fit. And I have vacation in June, and so I need to try on those board shorts and make sure I have, you know, a couple that I really like ready for the beach and so on and so forth. And so I'm going through them the other day and I'm thinking, oh, I really like these ones. I really like these ones. And thankfully, several really fit well. But I noticed on one of my favorite pairs that the Velcro fly was becoming less sticky than maybe you want it to be on a swimsuit. You know, you don't want to be insecure about whether that Velcro is sticking together. Velcro is an amazing thing, isn't it? It's, you know, these two pieces of material that just stick together and they hold so tightly until they don't. And you can wear them out and wear them out. And so that makes me a little bit concerned. Especially when you're going to the beach and you're out swimming and you come strolling out of the water and up onto the beach, you do not want to have a faulty fly pretty much anywhere, but certainly not on the beach coming out of the ocean. And so I began to evaluate, even though I really like these board shorts, I don't think I'm going to take them. I think they have to be retired into the beach all-stars and maybe put in a frame and on the wall or put in the garbage can. Say goodbye. So it got me thinking about a verse in Proverbs, and we've probably read this a bunch of times, but it says, and I'll say it a couple different ways because it has a couple different translations that I was reading today. It says, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Another translation said, there are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. And I began to think about that word sticks. And as you think about Velcro, sticks. One of the things about Velcro is this. The more you rip it apart, the less sticky it becomes. And so when you begin to think about your friendships, you know, if you have one of those toxic friendships where, oh my gosh, you're my bestie, we're best friends, we love each other, and then you rip apart and I hate you, I'm getting too much of you, you need to get your own friends, all of that kind of stuff, and then all of a sudden, back stuck together, ripped apart, stuck together, ripped apart. And we do that with family members. We do that with spouses. We do that with other people. We like to use those words of ownership, like best, because if I say you're my best friend, then there's kind of like, I own you. You know, no one can be closer to you than me. And that's not always the case, though. You know, like Proverbs, Solomon is so wise when he writes Proverbs and he says, you know, if you have a lot of companions, you might come to a ruin. Or if you have unreliable friends, you might come to a ruin. And that's like one of those big exposures where you're all confident in your friends until they're not there. It's like that Velcro fly on the board shorts. I'm confident. I'm swimming. I'm happy. I'm having a great time. Until I come out of the water and realize it's not there. Yikes! Embarrassment, ashamed, run away, turn around. And there are times that we've been played, or maybe we have played our friends, and hurt them because we didn't stick to our commitment. We didn't stick to what we had agreed upon. We didn't honor our vows. We didn't, you know, come through. And yet, we want God to honor all his vows. We want God to stick. We want God right there. Come here, right when I need you. I want God to be there. I want God to be Velcro. And I think Solomon understands that because he says, there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Even in the Old Testament, he understands that the presence of God is the one consistent, reliable, undeniable friendship that will never leave us, never forsake us, never turn our back and turn his back on us, that will stick, that you can have confidence that he's going to stick, that he's going to remain there. But how about you with him? How many times have you pulled away and pulled away and pulled away? Rip. There it goes. And it's weaker, not because God is disappointed or pulling back from you every time you fail. That's not like God. But us, we pull away when we want to sin, when we want to do other things, when we want to break the rule that we made with God. You know, we act like God's unreasonable or God's got all these expectations. No one has more grace for us than God does. God puts up with more than any of us would put up with anyone. And God loves us still. You're the apple of his eye. He cares for you. But what's the Velcro like in your relationship with God? What's the Velcro like in your marriage or in your good friendships? What's the Velcro like between you and your kids? I think it's important, just like we're checking our swimsuits because we don't want to be embarrassed and we don't want to have something that doesn't fit or makes us look bad. Maybe we need to look more at the details, you know, and understand that we want confidence. We want to have character. We want to be who we say we are. And we want there to be strength. We want our friendships to be sticky friendships that don't get old and worn and unreliable. And you know the great thing about Velcro, you know, it comes in big rolls and you can replace it in places. Maybe I can even replace those old board shirts with the new Velcro strips. I have an amazing wife that I have been Velcroed to for over 33 years, and maybe she can help me repair them. But you know what else? I think I'm just going to go with a new pair. For us, it's a time for us to evaluate. God, how's my stickiness? How's my faithfulness? How's my kindness? And for us to begin to think, if there's a lack of stickiness in any of our key relationships, God, friends, spouse, family, let's fix it. Let's just fix it before the summer. Let's go into the summer with confidence. Let's go into the summer with an understanding that I don't have to worry about some of these little details that other people have to worry about, because I know what sticks. I know that I'm covered. And I know that I'm covering others, that I'm being there for others, and ultimately that me and God are cool. I hope that helps you. Every time you hear that Velcro rip apart, I want you to think about your friendships. Think about your relationship with God and ask yourself, is it tight? Is it good? You know, something else about Velcro is it's got to be lined up, right? Doesn't matter how sticky each side is if you don't line them up. The Bible says in Amos, how can two walk together unless they agree? That means you got to be lined up. You got to live your life. If you want God to be sticky in your life, you got to live according to his word. You got to be lined up with it. You know, you have to agree with your friendships and have common interests, and things that matter most have to be lined up. So again, let's take a look at our friendships. Let's take a look at our relationship with God and say, is it sticky? Is it lined up? Is it genuine? Is it like new? And if not, man, let God help us. Let God genuinely make that change. There might be some friends that you just need to go, they just don't stick, they don't work. And you need to let go of that. Because there are like some friendships that are for a short period of time, and there are some friendships that are like forever. I compared this a long time ago to our teeth, like a little baby loses its teeth when they're 4 or 5 years old, you know, and those are baby teeth. Baby teeth are important, but they're only here for a part of our life. But they're replaced by permanent teeth that are supposed to be here forever. And I think that's the way friendships are too. We have some that are important, but they're only important for a portion of our life. And there are others that are there forever. So now I'm combining Velcro and teeth, and I'm going all over the place in this podcast. So let's get back to it. Stay sticky, stay lined up with God, and be the friend that you want others to be to you. All right. Hope this helps. Love you. Peace.